All right, Andy, thank you very much. Long ball definitely a factor today, and another game where you have somebody out of the bullpen, though, comes in and stabilizes thing. Let's start with just your thoughts as this one wraps up tonight, Coach.
I think the last three or four games, it's been ability of giving up the home run and not being able to do damage for us. And we have offense, and we're not playing offense and, you know, enough to keep up with this league, you know, because this league absolutely can punish a baseball if you make mistakes. So we continue to give up some home runs, and we just haven't been able to hit ours. We had a chance to score there in the first. We had a double and a single and got thrown out at the plate. And then every time we work really hard to get runners on base, but we just are that big hit, that big damage hit via the home run has not been there for us in these last three or four ball games.
Yeah. A starter with a lot of experience elsewhere for Kentucky before he got to their ball club this season. Again, not just a flamethrower, but what did you see from him that made him successful tonight?
I just thought he did enough. You know, he got almost a hit an inning there and only struck us out four times. So, but got into that ball game 5 1/3 inning. I'd absolutely tip my hat to him. I thought he made a pitch when he needed to. So I hadn't really seen how many punch outs we had on the night. We had eight, but at the same time, I just we just couldn't get that big hit off of him. So whether he's a veteran or proven guy or playing on a really good team, that may have a lot to do with it.
All right, Cooper McBride out of the bullpen for you today. Really had the slider working well and gave you a chance in those middle innings.
He did. That one or two times you thought you had a chance maybe to get that big hit or put a ball in the gap. We're not able to, but he actually gave us some frames and some chances. And I guess there in the ninth, I just thought he was at the end of maybe his pitches or his fatigue, and they got him again. But he put up four goose eggs for us there, four scoreless innings to give us a chance to get back in the ball game.
Without Ike in the lineup tonight, you tried a few different things offensively, and that I know that's what this staff will continue to be about. You will continue to work on things and look for things that work. There is no changing that approach.
Yep, that's why I brought up Ike. You know, it's just one person, and hopefully he'll be back in there soon for us. But couldn't go today. It's a different complexion, but it does give other guys opportunities to do some things and swing the bat and help us. So thought Strickland was good there again. I think we tried to get to right maybe the older guy with some at bats there, but we're just hunting and searching at third base. Second base combo is one we just continue to give everybody an opportunity and hope somebody takes full advantage soon.
All right. Look forward to being back out with you again tomorrow, Coach. Thank you. War Eagle.
War Eagle.